Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. It was the last afternoon of our trip to explore the nature preserves of Florida. Along with my friends John and Mark, I had experienced a wonderful week. Even so, there was one species of bird we had yet to see. We decided to try one more trail before we settled down to watch our last sunset. About 200 yards into the trail, John suddenly stopped. I saw him. He flew across the trail right in front of me, he said. After another 100 yards, the beautiful and rare scrub jay landed on the trail 20 feet away, glorious in his blue and white plumage. He looked right at us as I shot about 50 pictures. As he flew away, grins spread across our faces. I said to myself, "If you seek, you find." To seek is to actively search for something of value. The psalmist tells us that God's face is a thing worth seeking. The word rendered face here means in the presence of. The message is that strength is found in the presence of God, and we experience it if we search for it. Unlike my search for the scrub jay, however, God's face is always available, and the strength that comes from it never runs out. The process of seeking is as important as the finding. While searching for the scrub jay, I saw my first bald eagle in the wild, and I saw a male painted bunting, one of the most beautiful birds in the world. Seeing the scrub jay was the apex of the day, but the journey to the apex was pretty memorable. Likewise, the strength that comes from being in the presence of God is extraordinary, but the act of seeking His face brings benefits we cannot imagine. God's presence is where His children are meant to be, and is a place we all can be, if we seek it. Father, thank you that you not only allow us to seek your face, you urge us to. Thank you that your presence is not only a place of strength, but seeking your presence brings us life, peace, and joy. Thank you for making a way for us to seek you and live in you. In the name of that way, your beloved Son Jesus, we pray. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.